Hello and welcome to the section 2.10 of our lecture. And we are dealing with quality attribute modeling and analysis. How far have we got? We went through from quality analysis over the toolbox, which captures all the reusable things, the elements that an architect can benefit from. And then we had a look on different quality attributes. And now I want to wrap them up somehow to show how can we control what we want to do with them. I want to introduce, no, sorry, that was wrong. I want to start with the quality attribute performance. You know that the measure is that we serve, that we process everything that's required within a certain time frame or with a certain latency. And if we want to do that, we have to do the actual needed amount of measures, not more and not less. I want to introduce the term of the concept of a control loop to you. Control loop, that means we have some feedback. Let me start with a saying of Tom DeMarco. Tom DeMarco is one of the famous people in software project management, in software engineering, and he wrote many very famous books, and he said about measurings, about metrics, you can't control what you can't measure. So this chapter is about controlling and about measuring. This what I want to introduce to you is a control loop, and it's usually shown like this, that you have some input, the arrows are for information flow, and you have some output, and the output has to be controlled. Let me start to explain this concept of a control loop with room heating. Room heating means that we want what is the input is the desired temperature, some kind of a requirement. We want to have it 22 degrees Celsius. And the output, the result should be, yes, this is the actual temperature. The temperature is as wanted. And what we want to control is this kind of system. In our case, it's the room. And it's controlled in a way that we measure what is the actual room temperature. And this is done by the thermometer. This is the sensor in our case. And this information is captured from the actual room temperature. And then it's fed back compared to the input, to the desired, to the requirement. And then it's controlling the heating. For example, opening or closing the valve. Either it's too warm enough, or still too cold. So this is, and in the end it should happen that everybody is happy with the room temperature. So you might think, what does it have to do with software quality? Yes, let's go on to software quality. Let's consider that we want some quality. For example, we want some performance on some level. For example, latency. We want a latency of 100 milliseconds. And of course, you could achieve it in a small system. You just would try. You would build a system and then check if it's fast enough, and otherwise you do more. However, for a big project, that would not work, because the project lasts long, and only in the end you find out is it quick enough. So you should know how much to do. If you do too much, that it costs too much or brings additional complexity into the project. When you do a lot of quality of performance measures without having trouble. So therefore, it's a good idea to use this metaphor of a control loop to precisely control what we want. So what we want is, again, the input. We want a certain performance level, a certain latency. And therefore, and what we want to do it about, not only the software system, but the people and the whole software project as well. So we want to control the software project, that in the end, the software system has the right latency. So that we fulfill a certain software quality, in this case, performance. And what we, how can we do this? We can this measure this with quality metrics, with quality analysis measures. And how can we influence the process? We can then influence that by measures of software engineering, in our case, by tactics and decisions of the architect. The architect should do precisely what is necessary to achieve a certain performance, a certain latency, and if it's not enough, then it's fed back here. Okay, is it enough? No, do more, and then we do more. And if it's enough, then okay, not enough. And then this control loop helps to find, to get the exact the amount of measures that is that are necessary to achieve software quality. Okay, and now let's go ahead and let's check how can we do this measuring? How can we do this to make sure that our system in the end will have the right quality attributes, the right latency, for example.